I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to the second hour of Jazz for the Asking. Well, it's very nice to have you with us for the remainder of the program. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be joined by Diana Krall. But to kick off, we're going to listen to an artist that we're going to bring you a concert of very soon. That is French pianist Martial Sola. The track we'll listen to is the old standard, I've Got Rhythm. He was once called one of Europe's best jazz musicians. Martial Soleil, from an album called Newport 63. On an upcoming edition of Jazz for the Asking, we're going to bring you a live concert that he recorded many years ago. Let's now move to Vital Information. This is from an album, Show 'em Where You Live, featuring Tom Koester on the Hammond B3 organ, Baron Brown on bass, Steve Smith on drums, and Frank Gambala on guitar.
Thank you.
Vital Information with Cat and Mouse. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. If you wish to listen to all past editions of the program, go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. You can also send us an email with your requests and suggestions to jazz@pcjmedia.com. We now bring you a feature interview with Canadian jazz vocalist Diana Krall, who, for the past many years now, has been wooing audiences around the world. Her brand of jazz has also crossed over, in some respects, to the pop world. She is, I think, by today's standards, one of the first ladies of modern jazz song.
I'm happy as I can be. I've learned to love and to live. Devil may care. No cares or woes. Whatever comes later goes. That's how I'll take and I'll give. Devil may care. But when the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool thinks he can't hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live love today, let it come tomorrow of May. Don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help if you cry. That's how I live and I'll die. Devil may care. That's how I'll take and I'll give. Devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool thinks he can't hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live love today, let come tomorrow a May. Don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help if you cry. That's how I'll live and I'll die. Devil may care. Devil may care. Surely devil may care. Devil may care.
With this new album, you have, of course, some wonderful musicians on here, Christian McBride and Russell Malone. And as you know, the jazz scene, sometimes there's egos that are involved, like most of the creative arts. How do you find working with big talent such as them?
God, I never even thought about that. I mean, the people that I work with are pretty intense people. I mean, I just finished working with Jeff Hamilton and John Clayton, who I studied with when I was 19 years old in Paris, and it was like having all this intensity up in the bandstand. It was just magnetic and magical and sensual and all these things. You know, it was very passionate and swinging and all those elements combined. It was just extraordinary. When you have someone like Christian McBride or Lewis Nash or Russell Malone or Peter Erskine, and you put all that together with Plinio Da Costa, and it's just like a, you know, just a fireball of passion. It's fabulous.
How do you feel about all this success? Is it overwhelming to you?
It can be sometimes. Only when I'm doing full press days like today. Otherwise, it's fine. I'm in my own little world. I go to sound check, play the piano, I do a good show, I get on a plane, I do the next thing. But when I do full press days where I'm talking about the success and does it overwhelm me, or the, you know, just getting into sort of thinking about things that I normally don't think about, I find that's when I feel a little overwhelmed. And that's normal for anybody. I think if anybody was talking about themselves and what they do and trying to think about it and analyzing it in ways that you don't, it can be a very healthy thing. It can be a very a fuel for being neurotic. So I turned into Woody Allen, you know. It's like you could have been a pharmacist. But I think it's overwhelming a little bit. I think everybody's really surprised, but there's a lot of other stuff going on in the world right now that is so tough that music, the bottom line is music is to, people want to come and hear music because they want 2 hours of being uplifted and enjoying and being entertained, you know. So it's important. I think it's a very healing thing.
Well, I've heard from many people, and you'd probably agree with me on this, music is probably one of the best way to build bridges between people.
I get asked this, one of the questions I was asked consistently today is, you know, well, what's the difference between your audiences in Europe and then in Asia? And I said, well, there's one common thread, is that the people, no matter where you're performing, if they're coming out to hear you, they want to hear music, you know. And if you're in Kuala Lumpur, where we were recently, it was amazing. The audiences were amazing. And the audiences in Singapore were amazing. And the audiences were in France were amazing. I mean, I don't talk about Jack Benny and, you know, other things like that. But the music speaks for itself, and that's what they want to hear. And they can feel a passion. If they don't understand the lyrics, it's like if you go to the opera and you listen to, you know, if you see La Boheme, you can read, you know, pay attention to libretto, but you don't want to, because for me, I know what the story's about, and I just find it, it's just the passion in the performances and in the music that moves me.
I was visiting a record store in downtown Vancouver, and they had this huge display, and somebody said, oh, this is our shrine dedicated to Diane Krall.
They've been very good to me. It's been nice to go home, you know. I just finished a month tour in Canada, actually in October.
So when you do finish a tour, do you just, like, walk away from music for a few months and try to forget it all?
When I finish a tour?
Yeah.
Darling, I've been on tour since May. If I did that, I take maybe one day just to do laundry, and then I go back on tour again. I'm taking a month off now. After December 18th, I'll take December 18th to January 12th off. I'm going to go home. I'm going to regroup. Play the piano for a while. I'm going to take 10 days in Hawaii, then I'm right back on until the end of the year. We have the good fortune of being able to be really, really busy right now, so it's good.
When will you be going back into the studio to record another album?
I'll probably be on tour for a while. I probably won't go back to the studio until next year. I might do a Christmas album sometime if I can. I mean, if you look up my schedule, and I think you can get it on the internet, probably still being made, but it's very, very intense. So whenever we can, I usually, before making an album, hopefully I'll be able to take a month off before I go back to the studio again. So whenever I can get off the road, because you have this time where you take some time off and you record an album, or sometimes you don't take the time off, but when you're doing a big orchestra production, which I had about 2 weeks, and I've done albums, I've gotten albums together sometimes in a week, and then you tour, of course, and then the album comes out, and then you tour, and then you stop, sort of, maybe, it was 2.5 years before I record another album after When I Look in Your Eyes, so
mm-hmm.
Hopefully it won't be that long, but it could very well be, you know.
Diane Krall, thank you very much for taking some time out of your very, very, very busy schedule.
No, it's a pleasure to talk with you. I like having a good conversation, you know. I will look forward to seeing you, and I hope you can come to the show. And I'll tip my hat when I come up in Vancouver in 3 weeks for you.
Sentirte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo estaré lejos, muy lejos.
And that was our feature interview with Diana Krall here on Jazz for the Asking. We now move to a request that came to us from Brenda Cummings, who lives in Los Angeles, California. She wants to hear Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. Of course, a song that has been recorded by many. The version that she requested features Louis Armstrong with the Oscar Peterson Trio. In the Oscar Peterson Trio lineup is, of course, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums.
When the little bluebird, who has never said a word, starts to sing, spring, spring. When the little bluebell in the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding. When the little blue clerk in the middle of his work starts to tune to the moon up above. It is nature, that's all, simply telling us to fall in love. Oh, yes, and that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it. Let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love. Oh, Dutch in old Amsterdam do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folks inside. Do it. Just think of the Siamese twins, some Argentines without means. Do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Oh, romantic sponges, they say do it. Oysters down in oyster bed, do it. Let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod, clams against their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish, do it. Let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks them, I know. Oh, why as if Shed do it. Waiter, bring me Shed roll in shallow shoals, English souls. Do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Oh, dragonflies in the reeds, do it. Sentimental centipedes, do it, yes. Let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Mosquitoes, heaven forbid, do it. So does every katydid do it. Oh, let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love. The most refined lady bug, do it. When a gentleman calls, moth in your rugs, do it. Well, look here, what's the use of balls? Locusts in the tree, do it. Why, even the bees do it. Even over-educated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. I said the chimpanzees in the zoo do it. Some courageous kangaroos do it. Let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love. Whoa, fall in love. I'm sure the giraffes on the slide do it. Heavy hippopotami do it. Let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love. Old sloths who hang down from the twigs do it. Though the effort is great, yes. Sweet guinea pigs do it. Buy a couple and wait. Bears in the pits do it. Even Pekingeses in the Ritz do it. Man, let's do it. Mama, let's fall in love.
The fantastic Diana Krall with Bésame Mucho. And Diana Krall was our special guest on this edition of the program. You can download all past editions of the show by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. We now move to Coleman Hawkins and Sonny Rollins, with an album they recorded together in 1963 on RCA. The album is called Sonny Meets Hawk and features the two giants of the tenor saxophone. The track is called Just Friends. Thank you. Trombonist Cy Zenter with his orchestra and Midnight in Moscow. And before that, Sonny Rollins and Coleman Hawkins with Just Friends. Well, friends, that's all we have time for on this edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. It's been a lot of fun to have you with me this time. Again, if you wish to contact us with your comments, suggestions, and requests, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. And you can also visit our website to download all past editions, which is simply pcjmedia.com, and click on Jazz for the Asking. To close off today, we're going to end with a singer we get many requests for, and that is the wonderful Billie Holiday. The album in particular that we get a lot of requests for is one of her final albums that she recorded towards the end of her life. The album is called Lady in Satin and features the Ray Ellis Orchestra. Here she is with a beautiful song simply titled But Beautiful. So until next time, friends, so long and take care.
Love is funny, oh, it's sad. It's quiet, oh, it's mad. It's a good thing, oh, it's bad. But beautiful. Beautiful to take a chance, and if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking, careful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache, anyway. But beautiful, and I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go, and that would be but beautiful, I know. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache anyway, but beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go, and that would be but beautiful.